Signs of hope on both sides of the Atlantic. Is it for real this time?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, some relief when it comes to the European debt crisis and some uplifting news about the U.S. economy. Is it too good to be true? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are slightly lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 25 points at 12,183. The NASDAQ down about 0.4%. S&P 500 down 0.5%. The government said this morning that consumer spending jumped in this country 0.6% last month. That spending came at the expense of savings, which dropped. Well, that is more data that we can add to yesterday's news that the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.5% over the summer. And of course, there was the news out of Brussels that there is a plan to deal with the debt crisis in Europe. For more on what all this means for the economy, let's bring in Mike Holland, CEO of Holland & Company. He's filling in for Chris Lowe this morning, and he's with us from New Canaan, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Mike, some relief in Europe, some good news domestically. Have we turned a corner?
Quick answer is yes, with respect to Europe, because people had pretty much written off the possibility of anything constructive. This phrase, kicking the can down the road, had become a cliche about both Europe and the U.S. with respect to the politicians. And Angela Merkel, 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, actually started something that surprised to the upside, a very positive development that she was able to craft. Even the naysayers are already out there, Jeremy, saying, well, this is one step in the right direction. But, you know, the hard work is yet to come. This is a major positive surprise, and the markets reflected that yesterday. Now the U.S. politicians have to go to work in November.
Well, that's the next question. I mean, we've got this super committee. Could that, these negotiations, which appear to be kind of deadlocked right now, could that end up like the debt ceiling debate and really put the economy in trouble again?
Yes, it could. Your question is perfectly phrased, and that's where we were a few days ago with respect to Europe. And Angela Merkel was able to surprise people. She did show leadership. She was able to bring together 17 disparate entities. As one WAG reported on it several days ago, it was like having 17 Nancy Pelosi's at the table and trying to get them to come together with something. And she did it. The U.S. politicians on both sides of the aisle have to come up with something. There's already been a salvo from each side, from the Republicans and from the Democrats, that this is a non-starter,
right,
with respect to where we are. But that's where we were with the Europeans. Let's see if some of our people in Washington act like adults the way they did in Europe just a couple of days ago.
Mike Holland, CEO of Holland & Company, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, this morning, NASA launched a new $1.5 billion weather satellite into space. And as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, it could help cut the cost of extreme weather events.
Compared to a huge space shuttle launch, a weather satellite doesn't look so impressive, says Andrew Carson at NASA.
It's about 14.5 feet long, so it's equivalent to a medium-sized SUV.
But the data that humble satellite transmits is invaluable, says scientist Mitch Goldberg at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. His lab calculated weather forecasts without satellites. Remember when Snowmageddon dumped more than 2 feet of snow on the East Coast? Without satellite data,
the forecast was only 7 to 10 inches of snow. So you can imagine what the big economic impact of that would be. I mean, you wouldn't be able to plan days in advance on how to mitigate severe snow events.
In addition to weather patterns, the satellite also carries new technology to measure land and sea temperature, ozone levels, crop productivity, and more. All that data is offered free to the public, and it's used to do everything from predicting droughts and disease to coming up with insurance rates. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. and by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Hewlett-Packard is keeping its $40 billion personal computer business just 2 months after proposing a separation of the PC division from the rest of the company. The 180 came yesterday from HP's new leader, Meg Whitman. For more, let's bring in Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, John, I feel like every time we talk, we're talking about a company that has decided to do just the opposite of what they just said they were going to do. Why this reversal for HP?
Money. It was going to cost a lot of money to spin off the PC unit. You got to have real estate. You got to have operations. You're starting a whole new company that is already very, very active. And because it is active in the PC market, HP buys a lot of components like semiconductors. And right now it can get a good price on those because it buys so many for PCs. And that helps on all the things HP really wants to build, like servers and things that businesses have. It's a more predictable business, that kind of stuff, and it's not so fashion-oriented, but the PC still needs to be a pawn in that game.
But does the PC really have a future? It seems like all the movement these days is toward tablets and mobile devices.
Well, there's a future for personal computers. Whether that means an HP PC remains to be seen. But HP has also moved a lot towards cloud computing, and that's where a lot of consumers are moving to, using your computer as a portal while everything else is processed somewhere else. So HP has built up a lot of muscle in the cloud. If it can come up with a new kind of PC that connects well and works well, that might be a real opportunity for them.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And finally to Sicily and a story that seems just too weird to be true, but you decide. Police issued a $44,000 ticket for a car that was illegally parked for a long time. $44,000. The problem, according to reports, was that the police officer who issued the ticket accidentally dated the violation to the year 208 AD instead of 2008. So the ticket included 1,800 years of interest. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The EU has spoken, and at least for now, Greece is back from the brink. But some of its citizens are still going to vote with their feet.
I know a lot of people, young adults such as myself, are actually going to colleges outside of Greece.
I'm Bob Moon. The Exodus, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.